Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stefan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
All right, welcome back. This is my third video that I'm filming today. I'm on a roll right now. I've got some momentum going on. Hadn't recorded anything in a few months, and here I am today recording three videos. So I'm gonna try to utilize this energy and channel it into a message today that can be hopefully inspiring and motivating for you guys, especially for those of you right now who are in the grind. You're in the hustle. You're taking massive action right now, and you're making some sacrifices in your life temporarily to get to a certain point, to get ahead in your life. You've got your goals, your dreams, your vision in your mind pulling you to get to a certain point in your life, that point in your life where you get to say that you made it. You get to say that, wow, I get to experience now all the benefits, all the rewards that I wanted and that I desired, and that I went through all that I went through to get to this point, to hopefully get to that point and be able to look back on your journey, your experiences, your ups or downs, the adversity that you had to overcome, the investments that you had to make in yourself, the knowledge and the wisdom that you had to accumulate, that all that you've gone through, to be able to look back and say it was worth it, is a powerful experience to have. And you can only say that it was worth it when you experience benefits that are so profound, that are so life-changing, that are so unique, that very few people get to experience on this planet because of what's required to be able to achieve that and to turn that into a reality. And so everybody has to define what that is. You know, what is that point for you where you've made it? You know, what kind of lifestyle is that? What kind of quality of life do you want to have as being a human being here on this journey called life? What is that for you? You got to decide what that is, and you got to decide what's involved and required of that, and whether or not that will be worth it or not. It's up to you to decide that. Now, what I really want to talk about, though, is the subject that many people are pursuing. Many people are grinding for, hustling for, sacrificing for, and that's money and that's wealth. And I want to speak to you about what I think is the greatest benefit that money provides, because the goal of money is not just to accumulate a bunch of numbers in your bank account. It's what money gives you, what it provides for you. Why do you want money in your life? What is the benefits of money? And without a doubt, there's many benefits. There's superficial benefits and material benefits. And then there's contributions that you can make to the world by solving problems in the world and making the world a better place. But I think that the greatest benefit that money provides is freedom. Freedom. That's it. And I think many people would agree with that. Now, I will say, I'm not here to say that money is everything. It's not. And you don't even need a lot of money to be happy. There's countless examples of people in our society throughout history, people that are a Buddhist monk, have very few physical material possessions, live in a monastery, meditate all day. These are people and human beings that are way happier than most people in our society that are caught up in, you know, the Western desires and the desires of the ego. There's obviously people that live a very minimalistic lifestyle. There's people that, you know, live off grid. There's people that live in tiny homes. You know, minimalism has been a big movement. There's documentaries about it. Many people that live very, very happily with less. And then there's countless examples of people that are millionaires, billionaires, who are miserable, who are, you know, depressed, who, you know, despite having a lot of material wealth, are just really stressed out, depressed, very attached to their wealth, and their ego gets so tied up in it, and it actually can become an addiction, the pursuit of money and wealth, and the attachment to the identity and all that sort of stuff that comes with it. There's people that are miserable that are very wealthy as well. So I think there's many ways one can live their life. Everyone's different. Everyone's unique. You got to determine what that is for you. But I think universally having a level of freedom is something that contributes massively to people's lives. Not everybody experiences these higher levels of freedom that I'm going to describe in this video. And that's unfortunate. There are some levels that are more realistic and more attainable, but I want to share with you guys my perspective and my experiences with this as well, because for those of you that are grinding and are hustling to get to a certain level of money, wealth, and freedom, I think it's always useful having references of people that are where you want to be and have achieved things that you want to achieve, because that just adds more fuel to the fire. That just allows you to go, when you're going through this period of sacrifice and hardship and challenge and grinding and hustling, what keeps that fire burning in the belly is the faith, the belief that it will be worth it. And when you get there, and I think what contributes to that, hopefully, is videos like this where I can share things, because I've been through that to get to where I am. And I can share with you my perspective, and maybe that could be more fuel. Maybe that can keep that fire burning a little bit longer so that you can get to where you want to be. So let's talk about freedom. So there's different levels of freedom. I've alluded to this in the past in previous videos. The first level is the freedom to be your own boss, the freedom to call the shots in your life, to not have to work for somebody else. That's an incredible benefit. For me, working for someone else did not work for me. I hated school. I skipped a lot of school. I just did not do well when I was being force-fed. This is what you have to learn. This is what you have to do each day. You have to go home. You got to study. Here's a test that you got to do. As you know, you're kind of forced to do things that you don't really want to do. I didn't have motivation to learn the subjects that were being taught, and I didn't have the passion for it. And when I've had jobs in the past as well, I didn't really care for the jobs that I had. You know, part of the reason for that is, even though, you know, when a job, you're making a transaction, you're giving a certain amount of hours and you're getting paid for it. For me, I was more of the mindset of just doing what is required, doing the bare minimum to be able to get paid. I wasn't really that interested in going above and beyond and over delivering. And I just wasn't that passionate about the jobs that I had. And part of that too is that I was not the direct beneficiary of the efforts that I was putting in. You know, when you're working for somebody, your boss, the person that owns the company, is the direct beneficiary of the work and the contributions that you're making to that company. He's the one that you're making into being a millionaire or a multimillionaire or a billionaire. And so for me, when I made the decision to start my own business when I was 21 to be my own boss, I had way more energy, motivation, and passion because I was the direct beneficiary of the work that I was doing. I cared about doing a quality job because it was my business. It was my baby. I didn't mind working more than 40 hours in a week because I was the direct beneficiary of that. That was benefiting me. And the more that I put in, the more I cared about my business, and the more that I, you know, invested into it, the more that I would benefit from it, not my boss or somebody. I would benefit the most from that. So for me, that was what was the most inspiring and passionate for me, was having my own business. And that's a very realistic and attainable goal. You know, countless people have their own business. If you have a job right now, you can quit your job and start a business. Not everyone is, you know, feasible for. Some people have a side hustle first. They do that on the side. And yeah, it's tough for a couple months or even a year or 2 years to operate that way because you've got your job and you've got a side gig being your side hustle that you're building up. But at a certain point, your side hustle makes you enough money. You can quit your job and pursue that full time. And for me, that's always been worth it. And I think it's been worth it for most people as well, because it is a grind and it is a sacrifice to have a side hustle. And especially when you build a business, you don't really get the rewards right away, right? You don't get the benefits right away. Those come down the road through your investment, your energy that you're putting into it. But that's a level of freedom that not everybody experiences, but it's very attainable. It's very realistic. You know, countless people have the ability to be their own boss, to work for themselves, to call their own shots each day, to determine their hours that they want to work. And that's a level of freedom that has a price that one must pay to have. But the people that pay that price and have that result and that benefit, I think most would agree that it was worth it for them. Okay, so that's one level of freedom. And by the way, not everybody is willing to pay these prices to get to these levels. That's okay. I have countless friends and people, they're very content going to their 9 to 5, 40 hours. They dedicate that. Yes, they're not, you know, they don't have the freedom that they would really want, but they're content with that because they don't have the same, they don't have to make those same short-term sacrifices and the responsibilities that other people have with their own business. And they're happy to spend whatever remaining hours they have in the day and on their weekends to have the freedoms that they desire. And to ultimately be patient enough, many people, they're happy to do that till they're 65, retire, get their pension, get all those benefits and whatnot. And that's the model they want to live. And that's okay too. Again, not everybody is suited for everything. You got to decide what that is for you. Okay, the next level of freedom is the freedom where you're location independent. You can work from anywhere. You're not tied down to one location. You don't have to go to an office. You don't have to commute to work. You don't have to, you know, sit in an office and hang out with all these other people, coworkers, some of which might be a pain in the ass to work with, and have a boss that's a pain in the ass, and other, you know, people that are just a negative influence in your life. You know, unfortunately, some people are in environments that can be toxic. When you're location independent and you have this freedom, you can be anywhere, and you can actually experience that in many jobs today too. So it's not exclusive just to your own business. Many people now have jobs where they can work from home. Many people have jobs where they can work anywhere they want to work as long as they're getting their work done. So that is an option, and that's a very attainable and realistic level of freedom that anybody can experience. For me, this was a tremendous benefit because, you know, I didn't like being tied down to one location. You know, I really enjoyed the journey of building my business, especially during the harder sacrificing times. It felt less like a sacrifice because I was able to go and travel while I was building my business. And so for me, I remember early on when I went to Southeast Asia for 3 months, and I was working on building an online business and working away, and I was got to enjoy traveling through Thailand and Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam. And then later on, I traveled around South America. And, you know, then with my wife, Tatiana, we spent years and years and years just traveling all over the world while we're building our businesses. And so it made it more enjoyable. And it was a pretty remarkable thing to be able to do, to be able to experience the world while simultaneously building your business. And so that's an amazing, amazing benefit. And one of the great things about that too is I realized, especially with going to Southeast Asia, is that I could go and live in Southeast Asia and build my business there and actually live there for less than what it costs to live in Canada, you know, in Vancouver, because the cost of living was so much less. You know, the currency, the Canadian dollar or the US dollar, can go a lot further in other countries where, you know, you can live a pretty good lifestyle with a lot less money. And so I really enjoyed that. That was an amazing benefit, incredible freedom that money can provide, you know, having a certain level of money. Okay, the next level of freedom is the ability to buy whatever it is that you want. You know, you can basically have financial abundance, a level of financial freedom where whatever you want to buy, you can buy, you know, within reason. Maybe not, you know, all the cars and the boats and private jets and all that sort of stuff. But for the most part, having enough money where you can eat out whenever you want, not have to look at a menu, at the price of something on a menu, being able to eat out and have food delivered to you if you want through Uber Eats, you know, being able to travel and not have it be a financial burden for you, you know, being able to buy clothes and being able to buy even some designer stuff or some luxury things, you know, having the freedom to be able to spend your money freely and not have to worry about it, not have to be stressed about it, not have to have a budget that you're following. You have to, you know, you can only spend within a certain amount of money, but having the level of financial abundance and freedom where you can buy almost anything you want to buy. So again, of course, some expenses you have to be more mindful of that you might be beyond your grasp, homes, cars, boats, planes, things like that. But the everyday expenses, if you want to get a massage, you can do it. If you want to go to the spa, you can do it. If you want to, you know, go to see naturopathic doctors, if you want to invest in the supplements you want, all of that stuff, that's a really great level of freedom that you could have. That money definitely does provide. My experience has been, I've gone through a phase of making a lot of money and spending it on material things, clothes, jewelry, Rolexes, you know, cars and all of that sort of stuff. My experience has been that loses its appeal over time. I am at a position now, I don't really care that much about material objects. I still like nice things once in a while, but I don't care. You know, there's a stage where I'm spending $10,000 on watches and $5,000 on suits and things like that, which honestly I don't even wear. And, you know, I don't really even wear my watches much or anything like that. And so, you know, you go through a phase like that, at least for me, and it loses its appeal. It doesn't really contribute that much to your happiness. It gives you a short-term dopamine high. But just like, you know, at any stage that someone's at, if you buy a new pair of shoes, it's cool for a bit, but then eventually, you know, the new pair of shoes wears off. So for me, I found, you know, even though I could buy more materialistic things, I could buy a $300,000 car if I want, I'm not that attracted to it because I'd much rather put that money and put it into an investment that can produce income for me and have my money work for me and appreciate over time and provide income for me. That's more exciting. That's more because that provides more freedom to my life than just putting my money into liabilities that only provide a short-term high, a short-term pleasure. And then, you know, wears off and then you just need to, you know, have more of those toys and whatnot. So that's just my experience. Everyone's different in that regard, but by all means, you know, even be able to have that as a freedom, if that's something that you desire and something that you value, that can be pretty cool too. Okay, the next level of freedom is a level of freedom where you no longer have to work for money. Okay, all those other levels of experience of freedom, you're still working for money, whether it's in your job or whether it's in your business. You're making a certain amount of money with experiencing all those great benefits, but you're still having to work to be able to earn that money, to be able to have those levels of freedom. But the level of freedom, when you get to retire, essentially, at whatever age that you desire, you know, you don't have to wait till you're 65 to retire, but you can retire in your 30s. You know, for me, I'm 37. I've been able to retire in the last year or so, and I kind of transitioned to it over a few years, but I'm at a point now where I wouldn't say 100% retired. Like there's maybe a couple hours a week or a month rather that I'll dedicate to like administrative type stuff, sending out an email once in a while, but it's really like less than 5 hours in a month that I'll dedicate to any business and whatnot. So having the freedom though to retire, where if you want to work, you can, but it's your choice. You don't have to work. You don't have to work on your business, because every business, I don't care how great it is, there are certain things in any business I believe that business owners still have to tolerate. Whether it's accounting, bookkeeping that they might not really enjoy doing, but they have to do it because they have a business, to maybe some of the legal aspects of it, to maybe having employees and managing them, and you know, having some mistakes being made in the business that you have to deal with, and you have to fire people, you have to hire people. There's levels of responsibility and stresses that can come with that in operating a business. To any business or dealing with third-party platforms, whether that be Amazon, whether that be Facebook, whether that be Instagram, whether that be Google, whether that be YouTube, you know, Shopify, you know, you're kind of tolerating dealing with them and some of the limitations and the flaws from that. To in any business, you've got customers, some of which that are difficult customers. Some are customers that complain, that are unhappy or whatever it is. You know, there's always some disgruntled customers in any business that you have to deal with, some negative reviews that might pop up. To, competitors, to adapting in your business to different changes that occur that you have to do and implement because the times have changed. So there's aspects of running a business that not everybody enjoys, but you do because the benefits, the rewards, and all of those things are still there for you. And so you just tolerate some aspects of running a business. But being able to retire and be able to let go completely of those responsibilities, of those pressures, of those stresses is an amazing benefit. And you can still work if you choose to, but it's no longer something that you have to do. If you want to take months off, and you know what? I don't want to work for the next 3 months. I want to live a totally different life. I want to be a totally different type of person. I want to, you know, dedicate my life to some philanthropic cause, or I want to just, you know, spend the next 3 months not even having to open up my inbox and, or have to be on social media, and I can go and just travel the world. Or, hey, I could do, you know, if I want, spend a month doing a meditation retreat, you know, and live like a Buddhist monk just for a month and not have to worry about money, work, business, responsibilities, etc. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty cool to be able to have an experience. Obviously many people, they experience that at some point in their life when they retire, maybe in their 60s or their 70s. But a key aspect as well of being able to experience that is determining what quality of lifestyle that you want to live. Many people have decided that, hey, you know what, if I live more of a minimalistic life and I live in like a tiny home and I live more off grid and a part of the world that doesn't require as much money, then I can retire a lot earlier.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then if I have a different quality of life, a different standard that I want to live. And so for some people, maybe they want to, if you want to have multiple homes and, or live in a mansion, or, you know, have nice things or nice cars, or, you know, great, you know, money to travel, etc., then that requires more money, more wealth, to be able to live and be able to experience that. And so, what I personally found though, is the freedom that retirement provides is worth it, even if you're living a lower standard of living. I really believe that. Like even at, you know, with where I am right now, I could hustle, grind, and pursue more wealth to upgrade my lifestyle to a higher level. But I don't think at the stage that I'm at that that's that worth it. I don't think the rewards of living in a nicer place and having, you know, an extra car or two, for me, I don't think that's that worth it. I'm pretty content and satisfied with the quality of life that I've been able to create. But everyone has to determine what level that is for them, because that will determine how much money you need to have, how much wealth you need to have. So what I will say, this level of experience, I've been able to now experience this at 37 years old. I think everybody watching this will experience this at some point when you're in your 60s or your 70s. To be able to retire. Hopefully you get to that point when you're able to retire though, money is not a burden, because there's many people that do, even in their 60s and 70s, where they've got to follow a budget, they've got to map out, okay, this is how much money I have, it's going to last me for the next 30 years, and there can still be stresses and worries around retirement that people endure. I think the goal is to get to that place where you can still freely spend your money, you can still freely live your life and enjoy those previous levels of freedom before this level, and not have the financial burdens of it. What I will say is that for me, this has been worth it. It's been amazing. I am way happier than I've ever been in my life because of this. I loved building my business. I loved, you know, my career and all that I did. I had a lot of passion for that and fulfillment that came from that. But, and I experienced the first few benefits of freedom, the levels of freedom for years with my business. But now that I've been able to experience retirement at this stage of where I'm, you know, what my experience has been, I can say it's amazing. It is amazing. So it is worth working harder, I think, to get to a point where you can retire younger. I truly believe that. That's been my experience. Now, some people say, well, Stefan, you know, what do you do when you retire? Aren't you bored? You know, what do you do all day? Well, I think the greater benefits that this retirement provides is not just to be able to sit around all day, you know, do nothing. I think it's important to solve challenges in your life, goals in your life, whether those are physical goals, you know, getting in great shape, your relationship you can dedicate your energy and time to, you know, your health, your spirituality, growing and actualizing your potential. Taking on different hobbies and other interests in your life. So it's all about what you do with this time. You know, where do you invest your time? You know, you can still have many things that challenge you, many things that help you grow in your life. But one of the reasons why I think this is so beneficial and why it has been for me is that not having to work and having all day to do whatever I want with my time has allowed me to really grow in ways that I otherwise would not have been able to grow. You know, if I was still working in my business and dedicating, you know, a certain amount of time to that business, I wouldn't have had the time and the freedom that I've had to go deeper in these other areas of life that I think are so important. You know, I preach life mastery, project life mastery, right? And for me, investing your time, your energy to having an amazing relationship, an incredible love affair, one that is like a storybook romance, that's possible. And man, that's amazing to be able to experience. And unfortunately, not everybody can experience it or does, because, you know, their job or their career or their business requires a certain amount of time to make a certain amount of money. And for many people, that can cause them to neglect their relationship, you know, or not, you know, maybe they self-focus on the relationship, but not to the degree that you truly can when you're retired. There's another level of investment and dedication you can make to a relationship to have it truly flourish in incredible ways. The same thing, you know, many people can neglect their physical body. And I, you know, I think that's a shame. And I understand sometimes you have to put these things on the back burner for a while to get to a certain point when you're grinding. But, you know, your health is your wealth. You know, what good is it having all the money and even having the freedom and being able to retire if you're sick, if you have chronic disease, if, you know, you're going to have cancer grow in your body or have low energy or whatever physical ailment that unfortunately many people experience in life, that changes everything. You know, I don't care how much money that you have. You know, you don't want to be the richest man or woman in the graveyard. You know, you want to make sure that you have longevity and a long health span, not just a lifespan, a health span, so that as you get older, you still have energy and youth and vitality and radiance. You want to make sure that you can invest your time into that. And that's what retirement and financial freedom can allow one to do. The other area for me has been able to dedicate my free time to my spiritual development, you know, to my relationship with God, to going deep in meditations and surrendering to God and praying and just learning all the books and things that I've been able to read and learn and study. And man, that's just, you know, when you go down the spiritual aspects of life, a lot of other things become unimportant. And that's kind of one of the reasons why too, when you do the spiritual work, you become less concerned and caught up in the material and, you know, the superficial aspects of life. And that's kind of why you don't care as much about clothes and cars and things like that as much, because you're dissolving your ego and your attachment to those things, because you realize, you know, there's things that are more important. And, you know, that's what I have enjoyed about going deeper in the spiritual aspect. And I'd say also just dedicating to your mental, emotional well-being, your happiness. For me, that's incredibly precious. That's one of my highest values right now is how happy I've been able to be. And so I'm not willing to give up my happiness to experience stresses and challenges that I used to experience in exchange for money. Happiness for me is something that I want to protect and preserve and experience more of. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, what really matters in our lives is being able to enjoy each day, each moment of our lives. And it's a shame if people spend their whole life sacrificing it and not enjoying it and chasing the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and not being able to enjoy it. You know, it's about enjoying life, and you don't need that much to be able to enjoy life. Being able to experience the present moment, the here and the now. That's one of the greatest benefits, and that's what retirement for me has allowed me to do. Stop and smell the roses, you know, just really take in my experience of life and how incredible it is, you know, just to be in awe and wonder of this experience of life. These experiences that I'm describing, the level of depth of experiences and growth that one can have in each of these areas of life, I think is only truly possible if one has the time and the mental freedom to be able to pursue and go deep with. And I don't think when you're so consumed from working and you're doing that all the way till you're 65 or 70 years old, I think it's a shame to miss out on other ways that one can experience life and actualize their potential. And so that's why I say this level of freedom is so valuable. It allows you to experience different dimensions of life, different experiences of life that most people never will, and most people never understand. And, you know, most people cannot do the work to truly master these areas of life when they're so consumed with something that is more survival based, you know, like you're trying to make money to survive. It's kind of like, you know, Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, he has the different needs that are more survival based, but the ultimate is self-actualization. And you can only truly self-actualize when all of your other needs below it are taken care of. And some of those needs require a level of financial freedom and abundance especially the one where you no longer have to work to be able to make money and you're totally free. So I'd say that's such a great benefit, man. That's an amazing benefit that I'm just sharing some of the benefits from. And I'm not here to say I'm permanently retired. You know, I'm sure I'll get back into some projects and things that I'm passionate about. But the place that I get to do it from is no longer for money. You know, I don't need to evaluate an opportunity and look at what's the ROI I'm going to get from it financially. I'm more looking at what's the joy and the passion and the contribution ROI that I get from the things that I do in my life. You know, I'm not willing to do things that I don't enjoy just for money. I'm doing things now because I enjoy it. And going back to what I said about enjoying every experience of my life, that should be the goal. That should be one of the highest priorities that one has in their life. And now I also will mention too, that level of freedom can be hampered from kids. Yes, kids are, you know, I just had a newborn baby. So that kind of, you know, changes your experience because now you have a responsibility and limits some levels of freedom that you once had. But that's a trade-off that one's willing to make for the benefits that you get from having a family in your life and the love, the expansion of love and the meaning that having a family can bring to you. So the, okay, let's move on to another level. The next level I look beyond that is not only when you can retire and have all the time to dedicate to whatever it is that you want, but I think there's a level of freedom where you no longer have any financial worries, because even though you financially can have the money to be able to retire, and by the way, I will mention that usually to get to that point, you have to build a level of wealth, a nest egg that's invested in assets like real estate, stocks, assets that produce an income for you. So it could be dividend paying stocks, or it could be stocks or real estate, you know, provides a rental income, or maybe you sell and they appreciate a certain much and you sell it and take the income, the profits from that. So to get there, you have to make your money in your business and your job. You have to be smart with that money, save it, invest it, have it get to a place where your money's working for you and it's providing that income for you, or it's the path of paying into pension and, you know, being able to receive that at a certain point, maybe when you're 70 years old or whatever, or 65 or whatever, you know, that limit or that age might be based on where you live. And then the government gives you that money and that's how you can retire. But the next level of just not having to worry about money, I think, is powerful, because I see a lot of people that have wealth and they have freedom, but they're still controlled by money. You know, they're still caught up in worrying about money. Do I have enough of it? You know, what if my money, you know, what if this happens? When you invest your money too, there can be a level of attention that requires, and it can kind of rob you in terms of robbing your mental and emotional freedom, because you might have to deal with ups and downs of the market. Some investments you have might go down and you might lose money on that. And so you're kind of, if you have an attachment to that money, then you're going to be affected, you know, if you lose money on an investment. So managing money and, you know, worrying about how much money you have and worrying about the markets and the economy and things like that is still something that enslaves people that are retired and have financial freedom. And I think there's a level beyond that where you no longer even have to worry about money. You're either at a level of wealth where it's such a an extravagant amount of money that you know you could live off that amount of money for two lifetimes. You know, it's just an amount of money that it's really hard to fuck it up. You know, the only, like, you could have losses, you could throw your money down the toilet, you'd still be okay. You know, maybe to some extent, you know, you could mess it up by, you know, buying a private, you know, private jets and things like that that are maybe more extravagant, and just, you know, you can get in financial trouble that way. But for the most part, if you can get to a point where you have more than enough money to last this lifetime and beyond, and you no longer have to check the market every day and log in and see, you know, is the market up or down, are we in a recession or not, and all that, and you don't have to be a slave to money in that way, and you could just check your investments once a year, you know, if your investments are fairly passive and set up in a way, then that's another level of freedom that I think one can have. That's really beneficial because now your mind is not consumed by money. You know, money is just an area of life that you can check the box on. You've achieved it. You've mastered it. You can move on from it. And it frees up so much of that mental RAM to now dedicate to many other aspects of life that you can now pursue. And money, I'd say, is one of the few areas of life that you invest time, energy, and resources to get to a certain point where you can actually let go of it and it will still grow. It will still continue to compound without you doing anything. Other areas of life are not like that. You know, your health, you can't get to a certain point physically and then say, oh, I no longer have to work on my health. I no longer have to work out. I no longer have to eat healthy. I've made it. And it's just going to perpetually continue to grow and compound. No, if you stop working on your health, you stop putting energy and time and resources into it, it gets worse. Same thing in a relationship. You can't get to a point in your relationship or a marriage and say, all right, I've invested so much into it. Our relationship's great. Now I can take my foot off the gas and dedicate my time to everything else. No, you stop putting energy into a relationship, it will go down. Money is different though. You get to a certain point, the money, if it's invested well, will keep growing, keep compounding without you doing anything. You can truly walk away from it to some extent. Maybe you have to be involved a little bit, taxes and whatnot, once a year, you know, checking in on it, rebalancing things. But it's so minimal compared to all those other areas of life. And so that's why I've kind of believed that focusing your attention on money to get to a certain point is worthwhile, because it is one of those areas that can enhance everything else in your life. And it's something that you can kind of eliminate as much as one can to not have to have it consume you as much. So these are the levels of freedom. What level are you at right now? And what level do you desire? There's no right or wrong answer. You know, not everyone's going to experience some of the things I described, and that's okay. Like I said, you can live an amazing life without requiring that much. For some people, they may decide, well, you know what, Stefan, I'm pretty happy just having a good job and a good environment with a good pay. And I enjoy what I do, and I get some great freedom outside of that. And that's enough for me. I can have some vacations throughout the year. That's great. I'm very satisfied, content with that. Awesome. For some people, they're like, you know, I want a little more freedom in my life. I don't like working for someone. I want to be my own boss. Someone else might say, you know, I feel like, you know, I don't like being tied down in one place. I feel like there's so much out there in the world I want to experience. I want that level of freedom where I can be location independent. Other people say, hey, you know what? I'm tired of having to worry about money. There are some things that I desire that are physical, material possessions. I want to experience them. I think it could be fun. There's some toys out there that I want to have. You know, I want to be able to eat out more, or I, you know, don't want to have to look at the price tag. I want that level of freedom. Other people say, you know what? Yeah, you know what? There's so much I want to do in my life that I'm not able to do because so much of my time is being occupied and consumed by a job. So I want the level of freedom where I can live my life truly how I choose, and I can do whatever the heck I want to do with my life, you know, not have to worry about the money and not have to work for someone or even for myself. Like that's pretty cool. I want to be able to retire. Other people say, you know, I never want to retire. I love what I do so much. I love the challenge. I want something that will stimulate me for the rest of my life. So they're happy doing that, right? So everyone's different. Everyone's got their own goals, their own vision. But I'm sharing with you guys, I've experienced a variety of different levels now, but where I'm at now, man, would not trade it. It was worth it. It was worth it. And that's what matters, you know, be able to look back and be able to say that to yourself. I would go through it again, 100 times over, any other lifetime, you know, it was worth it. It was not easy, challenging, sacrifice. Again, you guys might be going through that right now. Not everybody wants to, but hey, I invested, you know, over 100,000 plus just in my own self-education, courses, seminars, trying different businesses, failures, all of that. And, you know, I was able to achieve it through business, a lot of different opportunities that are available for you guys, you know, some of which that I've shared, some of them that I, you know, if you're on my email list, by the way, which I still share once in a while, if there's an opportunity I think is worthwhile for people to dive into, I email that out. So you can subscribe if you'd like to that. I'll put a link in the description, but there's many business opportunities. There's many new opportunities now with AI, and there's many ways of making money. There's, you know, obviously investing your money is key too, which is a crucial part of it, because you've got to have your money work for you and have it set up in a way to provide that freedom for you so that you don't require a business to give you passive income, but you actually have assets that are more sustainable than a business. So, you know, it's a learning curve and it's a dedication and it's a commitment and it's not easy and not everybody will experience it, you know? So everyone has to make that determination for themselves of what they want. But for me, all of that is worth it. And I hope for you, you know, the best wishes in whatever it is, the quality of life you want. As long as you're living your life on your terms and you're happy with your life, that's what counts. That's what's most important. So I'm going to end it here. Thank you guys so much for your time. I thought this would be a short video. It just never is, you know. Getting back into my videos now, I got so much to share. So, you know, it's hard to keep it under a certain limit. So thank you guys, as usual, for being a subscriber, for watching. Hopefully there's value here. Comment below, like, subscribe, etc. And God bless you, and I'll see you again in another video. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.